Rocks. All righty. Good morning, 709 Brock. Hunter.
Good. Wake up. Wake up, San Francisco.
You start that crap.
Come on, Danny Tanner.
No.
What do you got?
No, I'm more a fan of the porn parody that they did. That was
Oh, no.
Terrible. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit, but right now it's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. Pump it out. Well, if all goes according to plan, a Nintendo theme park will open in Japan in the spring of 2021. Yippee! Nintendo Super World will be a life-size living video game featuring state-of-the-art rides, interactive areas, shops, and restaurants, all featuring Nintendo's most popular characters and games. This sounds dope.
They've been perfect spot for it to start it in Japan, but man, I'm telling you, this would be a hit here in America as well.
I think they'll probably test it out there. If it works out, maybe we see something like that here. Obviously, Nintendo is a juggernaut in the gaming world, and I think if you could put yourself in like the world of some of your favorite Nintendo games and characters, dude, that's awesome, man.
You know what they should do? Just totally recreate Mario 64, the castle, inside the castle, everything. And you could just kind of roam it like you remembered it as a kid.
Dude, you know, awesome. if they don't have a like a Super Smash Bros type like go-kart ride where you can like go on this actually get in a go-kart and drive, and you get like digital bananas you can throw and everything. Dude, that'd be awesome, man.
Little Mario Kart action. Dude, that's perfect.
That'd be insane. I'd love it. So anyway.
I'd be towed.
No, you always got to be towed. Always got to be towed.
He's the fastest.
You know what?
I'm the best.
You know, that's actually, the mushroom top is just a hat.
Is it?
He's actually bald underneath.
Is he?
Yeah, look up Toad no hat, and it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. You're not going
to
like it.
What happened to his hat? Did Mario eat it? You tripping balls?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason the Super Mario World actually happened is because he ate Toad's hat. It was a magic mushroom, and then he just imagined the whole thing, that he was in there fighting Bowser and everything like that.
You play the Mario games, man, and there's points in those games where you're like, man, these guys, dude. These guys were messed up when they made this, weren't they?
This is weird.
There's no way you could have thought of this without being on some type of drug.
This is weird, man. This is weird. You know? Well, of course, you eat a mushroom, you get bigger or smaller, or you get bigger, and you get a feather, you get a raccoon tail. That doesn't make sense to me, so.
What's going on here, guys?
Doesn't make sense.
Let's go with it.
I'm stoned. So are you. Anyway, like I said, that'll be coming to Japan in spring of 2021. Lastly, a new study found that men with deep, sexy voices might be more likely to sleep around. Researchers polled 116 men and 145 women and asked them how likely they were to stay faithful in relationship on a scale of 1 to 7. And they found that men with deep voices were more likely to admit they'd probably cheat at some point. The people behind the study think it might have to do with testosterone. Guys with deeper voices tend to have more of it, and previous studies have found links between testosterone and cheating. Now, the researchers do admit it was a small sample size, though, so it doesn't prove anything, and they didn't find any link between women's cheating habits and how high or low their voice is.
Yeah, poor Jim Gifford over there on News Talk.
God.
That's the lowest voice I've ever heard in my life.
He's dipping his wick and everything, man. It's
Why is that?
That's because my voice is so deep, you know.
Literally,
women just flock to it.
Overflowing with testosterone. It's amazing. Think about Barry White, man. My darling, I can't get enough of sex right now, baby. I mean, yeah, he's got to be just cheating left and right.
How about that guy from Allstate just going to bars, whispering in girls' ears?
Are you in good hands? Yeah, are you in good hands?
Do you want to be in good hands?
Are you in good hands?
You and I have deeper voices. I think just being in radio, it kind of comes with the territory. Yeah.
When you did, when we did the Screaming Yellow Summer giveaway, there was something messed up with the Zoom
with
video.
My microphone.
And then Brock the whole time. Hey, it's Brock from Rock 107. Yeah,
I'm like, dude, what are you? Are you like trying to lower your voice? Are you trying to be more manly or something?
No, it was so rough. But it's, I sounded like I was in the witness protection program. You know, you know when they have like witnesses that they black out their face and they,
you know what? You were back in the shadows too, because Kiki was up forefront. Yeah. And you were in the back with your low voice in the shade, dude. You couldn't even barely see you.
Yep.
You were in the witness protection.
Just watching out, man. Yeah, yeah. My real name's not Brock. All right. It's not. This is all just a ruse. So anyway, ladies, if your guy has a deep voice, he's banging someone else for sure. So just keep that in mind.
Are you in good hands?
You want to be in good hands? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a guy that my brother, he would, when my brother used to work at Cracker Barrel back in the day, there was a guy that would come in, I don't know, every month or so, and he had the deepest voice you would ever hear in your life. It was like people would sit there and listen to him talk because it was so deep. My brother just got it on voice recording a few times, and dude, it is, that guy's balls dropped.
It's just
early.
Huge. Big old meaty early. Clackers. I love it.
But, yeah, you know, would you want to have a deep voice like that?
I already have kind of a deep voice, so I don't know if I want to go any deeper. Like, this is
deeper,
kind of that,
more
scratchy. Yeah, yeah. There was a guy at the church I used to go to, you know, growing up, the church we go to, and he'd sit by him a lot, and whenever he'd sing, like, the hymns, it was just like, he had one note. That's what it was like. It was just, it was so deep. You, like, you couldn't even make out the words. You just couldn't even make out.
My brother and I would just sit there and listen to those guys. And then you had the lady who was, you know. It's like, man, these people come to church just to do
just
that.
Just to sing.
You know?
Just to sing. Oh, man. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock